what's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This.
Indeed you are, Paul.
Is.
It's in my head, Paul!
Fan Effect.
Welcome back. It's East Weekend and another big movie starring some of the biggest size monsters ever coming to the big screen.
You got to be the biggest of all time. This is What to Watch with Andy Farnsworth, host of The Movie Show, every Friday right here on KSL and KSL News Radio.
The saying about March is that it goes in like a lion and out like a lamb, but when it comes to the Hollywood box office, this March is going out just as loud as it began. In fact, one of the loudest movies I've seen in a long time is our big movie of the week, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Yes, Warner Brothers is rolling out another massive-sized team-up between the Titans as they battle, well, basically an evil Kong and a creature that looks a lot like Godzilla, but shoots ice instead of fire from its mouth. So what do we get? Lots of noisy destruction, lots of roaring, punching, roaring, grunting, pyramids getting toppled, and roaring, sandwiched around a decent attempt to continue building a world that exists in the center of our own planet. The human characters are definitely secondary in this one, but you're watching this for the massive battles between massive monsters, and whatever else is wrong with the movie, at least it delivers those fights as big as you'd hope, and it deserves to be seen on a large screen. I give Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, a C-plus grade, but my 10-year-old son loved it. It's rated PG-13 and it's only in theaters. Not much else new in theaters this week, so turning to streaming, we've got a new colonial-era adventure series on Disney Plus called Renegade Nell. It's based on a real person from English history. However, this is very much a fantasy telling of the story. After being accused of a murder she didn't commit, Nell Jackson, played by Louisa Harland, goes on the run with her two sisters. Nell was already feisty, but now she also has the help of a spirit named Billy Bland, played by Ted Lasso's Nick Mohammed. That spirit gives Nell basically superpowers, including the ability to catch bullets, super strength, and super fighting skills. I only had time to watch one episode, so I don't yet know why Nell has these powers, but the show was well-paced, decently exciting, and Harlan was actually believable as an action hero. This one's probably better aimed at your older kids, both thematically and with the level of violence. Renegade Nell rated TV-14, and all 8 episodes are available on Disney+. Finally, with it being Passover week and Easter weekend celebrations for many, some may be interested in a new series on Netflix called Testament, The Story of Moses. It's technically a documentary, though watching these clips and what you see in the series itself feels as much like a scripted drama as it does a standard documentary. As you listen to a narrator talk about and watch movie-style scenes of events from the life of Moses, the Old Testament prophet, interview clips from Christian, Jewish, and Muslim leaders and scholars are interspersed. Though the series creators note that they are not implying that the different commenters agree with each other, just that their different perspectives enrich the story. I enjoyed watching Testament, The Story of Moses. It was fascinating to hear additional perspectives beyond what I already knew about Moses and see some visual interpretations that weren't just from Charlton Heston and the Ten Commandments or Prince of Egypt. Each of the 3 episodes in this series is about 90 minutes each, so it takes about as long as watching the Ten Commandments, but I do recommend it to those interested. With What to Watch, I'm the movie show's Andy Farnsworth for KSL5.
All right, Andy covers all of those items in more detail, as well as many other things, coming to the big and small screen every week on KSL News Radio's The Movie Show. You can listen to it on the KSL Plus app, KSL News Radio app, anywhere you get your podcasts, or as I say, stopping by the corner of my desk where Andy stops on his way to and from the break room.
I hear the conversations.
For anywhere from 2 to 25 minutes, yes. Every time.
Or longer.
He said today, he goes, Dan, I'm sorry I bent your ear for so long. I'm like, Andy, that's what we do.
I love it because then I get the review on top of the review.
You get it. Yeah.
It's great.
That's when you have to say, Andy, if you were sorry, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah. No.
We love
it's,
Andy.
It's welcome every time.
Every time.
It's true. It's
every
true.
Time. Hey, let's...
Hey, thanks for watching. I hope you and your family found this review helpful, and I invite you to check out my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV shows on KSLTV.com. I'll see you there.